Peas for 18 hours. So Rosh Hashanah is always on Rosh Chodesh. Our Chodesh miskasabo. So Pasha Pshat is that the moon disappears. So Tosis quotes a Pshat from Rabbeinu Meshulam. Shachodesh miskasabo, that it's not noticeable that it's Rosh Chodesh. That if you look in Parshas Pinchas by the Musafim, so Rosh Chodesh, you always have 11 Musafim. You have 10 Oilas and 1 Soy Lachatas. And Rosh Hashanah, you also have a whole bunch of Musafim, probably also 11. No, a different number. I forgot already. So on Rosh Hashanah, it says you bring the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah, Milvad Oilas HaChodesh Minchasa, Oilas HaTomid Minchasa. And it doesn't say Milvad Chatas Rosh Chodesh. So Tosis quotes the Rabbeinu Meshulam, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, that on Rosh Hashanah, you don't bring the Soil Lachatas. So that's what it means, HaChodesh Miskasabo, the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh is hiding a little bit. You bring twice as many Oilas. You bring all the 10 Oilas for Musa for Rosh Chodesh, in addition to the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah, but you don't bring the Soil Lachatas for Rosh Chodesh. So that's the pshat, that Rosh Chodesh is a little bit in hiding, that you don't bring all the 11 Musafim, you only bring 10 out of 11. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that it's against the Halacha, the Rabbeinu Meshulam is wrong, because there's a Beferish of Tosefta that says, how many Seirei Rosh Chodeshim do you bring in the course of the year? So it says either 12 or 13. If it's a Shana Mubaraz, you have 13 months, so you bring 13 Seirei Rosh Chodeshim. And if it's a Shana Pshuta, you bring 12. So according to the Rabbeinu Meshulam, you should either bring 11 or 12. If it's Shana Mubaraz, you should bring 12. Shana Pshuta, you should bring 11. If he's right, then on Rosh Hashanah, the Pasuk only says, Mubad Oilas HaChodesh Minchasoi, Oilas HaTomin HaMechasoi. It doesn't say that you bring the soil, the Rosh Chodesh. So what did the Rabbeinu Meshulam mean? Rabbeinu Meshulam was wrong. Rabbeinu Meshulam lived in a different city when the Rabbeinu Tam heard about his opinion and he disagreed with him. So the correspondence, Rabbeinu Meshulam said, no, what he meant was, not that you don't bring the soy Rosh Chodesh, that it's not mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, that it just says, Mevad Oilas HaChodesh Minchasoi, Oilas HaTomid HaMechasoi, doesn't mention that you bring the soy Rosh Chodesh, but the Tosefta says that you do bring it. Okay, so HaChodesh Miskasabo in the Psukim, not actually in Hakrove, that you don't bring the soy Rosh Chodesh, you do bring the soy Rosh Chodesh, but it's not mentioned in the Chumash, it's self-understood. Torah Shabbat Peh says that it's self-understood. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there is a machlokes harishayim, and what is this institution of 2 days Rosh Chodesh? When you have a Chodesh Molei, so you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is really the 30th day of the previous month, today is the 30th day of Kislev, and tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh Tevis. So why do you call today Rosh Chodesh? It's the 30th day of Kislev. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Tonight is not. Today is not Rosh Chodesh. So there's a... Why do we observe today as Rosh Chodesh? Because officially, the official explanation is not always correct. The official explanation is because the moilet occurred today. I don't know. I was in Shul the Shabbos. It was so noisy. I didn't hear when they said the moilet. When was the moilet? Was it today?
Yeah.
Today. Okay. Usually it's a little quieter in the Shul. But I didn't hear the moilet. So, really, after the moilet, they should have made today Rosh Chodesh. But we have a reason why we're making tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. But since part of today is after the moilet, so that's why we make today Rosh Chodesh also. This practice that we make, that we declare today as Rosh Chodesh, because it's after the moilet, that's a din min haTorah, or is that only a din min haRabbanan? So Rav Rishonim assume that it's only min haRabbanan. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvot, when he has a long disagreement with the Rambam on Kviyas HaLuach, so the Ramban writes Beferish that it's only Midrabbanan. Shilti Giborim on Rosh Hashanah also writes that it's only Midrabbanan. And there are some Rishonim old that it's Min HaTorah. And the Haftorah in Sefer Shmuel, when you have the Macha Chodesh, the Haftorah from Macha Chodesh, he talks about Yonis and Adov, he talks about Shaul HaMelech had a Sudas Rosh Chodesh on both days, on the first day and on the second day. So maybe it sounds from the Tanakh, some Rishonim say, if it sounds from the Tanakh, they already had the institution of 2 days Rosh Chodesh and the days of Tanakh. So perhaps it's a Din D'oraisa. So if it's, if one should assume that's really a din d'oraisa, so then how come, and every other month is a chodesh mali, every the other month is a chodesh choser. So why does it say in the Tosefta that in a normal year there are 12 sirei rosh chodeshim, there should be 18? Every other month is 2 days rosh chodesh. So 2 days rosh chodesh, they bring 11 musafim about both days. So it should be 18 to be before you even bat an eyelash. Should be 18 Siri Rosh Chodeshim, and maybe 19. If it's a Shana Mubaris, then it should be extra. Why does it only say that either 12 or 13? So Bechreach, you have to say something. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe even if you hold that it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh Min HaTorah, that today's Rosh Chodesh Min HaTorah, it's only Rosh Chodesh Min HaGeir to the Issa Hesped V'tainis. Even if it's Darais, it's only that there's an Inyad of Simcha, Simcha b'shei v'altasa, the nochi of basa v'yayin, but it's Simcha b'shei v'altasa, you're not allowed to have hesped v'tainis, but it's not Rosh Chodesh, you don't have a chiyuv b'kum v'yasei to bring the musafim. Why? So he brought a hechacha from the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Ilchas Kiddush HaChodesh that our calendar is a hybrid. The months are chodshei ha-levana, the months are lunar months, it depends on Chiddush HaLevana, the cycle of the moon, the Moilad, and the years are Shnos HaChama. The years are depending on the seasons, because if it would only be a lunar calendar, so then every year Pesach would be 11 days earlier, so then Pesach would keep on moving. Sometimes it'll be a winter, sometimes be in the fall, sometimes in the summer. It's supposed to be B'chodesh Ovim in the springtime. And Sukkot is supposed to be Chag HaAsif in the fall. So you have to make a Shana Mubaris every so often in order that the year should be Shnos HaChama. The years are according to the solar seasons, and the months are lunar months. That's what the Rambam writes. So the Rambam says a proof from the Chumash that the months are lunar months, because it says Olos Chodesh B'Chodesho L'Chodeshei HaShana. You bring the Musaf in Man Rosh Chodesh. Oilos Chodesh B'Chodeshoy. What do you see from the word Oilos Chodesh B'Chodeshoy? How do you see from that phrase that it's a lunar month? So Rav Soloveitchik said, obviously, the Rambam is assuming that you remember the Targum Onkelos on the Pasuk. Targum Onkelos translates, instead of saying Oilos Chodesh B'Chodeshoy, like Oilos Shabbos B'Shabbato, a weekly Musafim, a weekly Karban Musaf that's brought every Shabbos. Oilos Shabbos b'Shabbato, every Shabbos. Oilos Chodesh b'Chodesh is every Rosh Chodesh. So the Targum Onkelos doesn't transcend like that. Targum Onkelos says, Oilos Chodesh b'Chodesh b'Ischadotusei, b'Chidush Shalavana. Oilos Chodesh, this is the Musafim that I brought, b'Chidush Shalavana, when the Levana becomes Nischadish. So from the 2 days Rosh Chodesh, you only bring the Musafim on one of the two. So it really should have been today, not tomorrow. So it comes out of... So how do you deal with that? The others hold that today is only Rosh Chodesh Min Derabbanan, and tomorrow is the real Rosh Chodesh, and you bring the 11 Musaf from tomorrow. And those who hold that today is Rosh Chodesh Min HaTorah, so how come they're not 18 Siri Rosh Chodeshim? So the answer is no, you only bring the Musafim on one of the 2 days Rosh Chodesh. You don't bring on both. Why? Rosh Chodesh B'Chidush Shalavon is a mean on the first day. And tomorrow you don't bring the Musafim, only today. We say Musaf on both days. So that's a question. According to this answer, we should only say Musaf on one of the 2 days, B'chidush Shalavana. I don't know, but you got to say something. Otherwise, it's B'feirish against the Tosefta. How can anybody in his right mind say that the 2 days for Shchodesh are Daraisa? It's against the Tosefta. So you have to say, you don't bring the Musafim on both days. You only bring the Musafim on one of the 2 days. Which the day on which the Moilad occurs, B'chidush Shalavana. I don't know, it's hard to believe. That was the suggestion, that the Rambam is relying on the Targum Onkelos, Oilos Chodesh B'chadsho B'ischadotuse B'chidush Shalavana. So you only bring on one of the 2 days. Wow. Today is also Hanukkah, another couple of days left to Hanukkah. So the Gemara says in the Sugya of Hanukkah, Perek Lamamadlik, and second Perek in Masechah Shabbos, that the original takana was Neri should be Esau, the whole family should be Yotzei with one Ner, and the Mahadrin do Ner Lecha Lechad V'Yechad. So the Beis Halevi points out and the Galia Masechta, they were the same time, around the same time. Little Galia Masechta was a little earlier. He was a more contemporary of Rav Chaim Volozhin, earlier in the 1800s. So they both point out that you look in the Rambam does not at all say the same as what the Ramah quotes from the Maharil. The Maharil says, the Ramah quotes the Maharil, Ne'eluch Aleichem Yechad, each member of the household lights his own menorah. And the Rambam says that the Balabais lights, if you have a husband and a wife and they have 9 children, so the Balabais lights Ne'eluch Aleichem Yechad, first night he lights 11, Dikud din is near Isha Bay, so he lights 1 candle the first night, 1 candle the second night, 1 candle the third night, and every night the same. Ne'eluch Aleichem Yechad means that the Balabais lights 11 candles the first night, 11 candles the second night, 11 candles the third night, and so on. Then a Mahadrin min a Mahadrin light, so that means that the first night the Balabais lights 11, second night the Balabais lights 22, the third night the Balabais lights 33, and so on. That's not the common practice. The common practice, by at least by Ashkenazim, is we follow the Rambam b'shem Maharil, and Ne'eluch Aleichem Yechad means everybody lights their own menorah. So the Magen Avraham quotes a kasha from the Maharil, how can everybody light their own menorah? But whoever lights first, all the Bnei Bayis are Yotze, unless the one who lights is a Kotten before Bar Mitzvah. Kotten before Bar Mitzvah, also two opinions of Shulchan Aruch. Whether the Kotten Shigil Achinach could be Moitze the adults. So l'chora, whoever lights first, the one who lights first is already after Bar Mitzvah. So l'chora, all the Bnei Bayis are Yotze already. So how can we permit? How can the Ramah quote from the Marilla, Ne'eluch Aleichem Yechad means each member of the family lights his own menorah, but it's a brach l'matolah. He was Yotze ready from the Hadlaka, from the first Hadlaka. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maharil that the teretz is that if everybody has, each member of the family has in mind to light their own menorah, so that's the equivalent of Kavana Shalolo, it says. You clearly have in mind not to be Yotze with the Hadlaka of the Balabais, and therefore you're not Yotze. Kavana Shalalotze, even there is a machloikis in the Gemara with the mitzvah Sichas Kavana, a mitzvah Saint Sichas Kavana. We added at the beginning of the second parak on the first daf, with the mitzvah Sichas Kavana, mitzvah Saint Sichas Kavana. So most of the Rishonim assumed that even if you had Kavana Shalalotze, then for sure you're not Yotze. The Beis Yosef quotes the Ra'or, an extreme opinion that even if you had Kavana Shalolatzes, if you did the mitzvah, even if you had Kavana Shalolatzes, you are Yotze. Yeah, would the Ra'or say that even if Yotze was someone else's? Let's say the Baal Tekeh is blowing shofar, and everybody has a mind not to be Yotze. So you say, he forces the mitzvah on me. I didn't even blow shofar. If I blow shofar myself, so then the Beis Yosef quotes the Ra'or, if you have Kavana Shalolatzes, you're still Yotze. But what if someone else is blowing shofar? I have a mind not to be Yotze. Also, you Yotze bal korchai. So the Netziv thinks that for sure not. That for sure not. There was a, there still is a minig by some Sfardim, the Chidok quotes, there still is a minig, that by Kiyus the Miyushov, everybody in the shul sits except for the Baal Tekeah. Everybody sits. Why do they all sit? Because it's called Kiyus the Miyushov. Basha Pshat is that we call it Tkiz the Miyusha because it's not in the middle of the Amidah. Amidah is the Shman Esri. So the Tkiz in the middle of Chazar Sashatz, that's called Tkiz the Miyuma. The Tkiz after Haftarah, before Musaf, is called Tkiz the Miyusha. It's not in the middle of the Shman Esri. But everybody stands, the minig is from the days of the Gaonim, and there are 7 mitzvahs that we insist on observing in a standing position. One is Sfir Sa'imer, and one is Tkiyah Shofar, and a whole bunch of mitzvahs like that. Some mitzvahs we do dafka in a sitting position. Pichas amazon, you bench in a sitting position. Amotzi lach menorah, pichas anenin, you say in a sitting position. Ha'isha yoshevis v'kotz ha'chalos ha'aruma. The Mishnah talks about a woman sitting and reciting a bracha and afroshas chala. So there's some mitzvahs that have to be fulfilled in a standing position. Some that you can fulfill a mitzvah dafka in a sitting position. And some mitzvahs it doesn't make a difference whether you're standing or sitting. So so we usually assume that it's called Tkiyas the Miyushov, not because you're supposed to sit, not because you're allowed to sit. No, you're supposed to stand when you hear Tkiyas Shofar, but it's not in the middle of the Amidah, so we call it Tkiyas the Miyushov. So the minig by many Sfardim used to be, and some retain that minig now, that But Dafka, everybody sits except for the Baltiket. What is that all about? So the Netziv explains in his commentary on the Shiltas, he's interpreting the Pshat and the Minig, that all the people sit to demonstrate they have Kabbana Shalolotzis. The Baltikeya stands because this Minig is based on the assumption, like the Beseris of Bishem Hara'ah, that the mitzvahs, even if you're mitzvahs, even if you have Kabbana Shalolotzis, but you yourself did the mitzvah, so you're yotze, even though you had Kabbana Shalolotzis. So the Baltikeya is not going to help that he's going to have Kabbana Shalolotzis. The assumption is the mitzvah of Saint Sichas Kavana, even Kavana Shalalotzit doesn't change. But the Baltikeya is going to blow shofar, and I'm going to listen. I have a mind not to be Yotze, so it can't be Motzi Mi Balkorchi. He's Yotze Balkorcha, so he better stand, because he's being Yotze the mitzvah Balkorcha. So he, the meaning is from the days of the garden, that this is one of the seven mitzvahs that you stand when you fulfill it. But the tzibah should sit to demonstrate that they have a mind not to be Yotze. Why should they have a mind not to be Yotze? Because more correct is that you're supposed to fulfill Tkir Shaifer, but Tzibur, I'll say the Abrochas in the middle of the Chazaras Hashatz. So the Baal Tekeh himself can't do that because they're working on the assumption that Mitzvah Saint Sichas Kavanas, even Kavanas Shalolotzis, doesn't help. But for the Tzibur, someone else is being Moitzi them. So if they have Kavanas, so then for sure you're not Yotzi. So that's what the Ma'aril says over here, that if all the members of the family have a mind to light their own menorah later on, so obviously they have Kavanah Shalolot, since they don't want to be Yotze with the Hadlaka of the Balabayas. They can't force it upon them. So the Melech, if they have Kavanah Shalolot, since they're not Yotze, so then when they light their own menorah, they have to say a bracha. That's how the Maharil understood. Rav Velvela Soloveitchik in his Sefer has a whole interesting interpretation. He doesn't assume like that. He doesn't assume that everybody has Kavana Shalolotzis. He seems to be assuming that, no, that's the Mahadran, that everybody likes his own Hadlaka, everybody does his own Hadlaka. And the reason, so then he adds on, and the reason why the Rambam didn't understand the way the Maharil did, that everybody does his own Hadlaka, is because he quotes from the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi points out that there is a din in Masechah Shabbos, also Masechah Shabbos, but in a different perek, perek Rablezer de Milo, that Meikar Adin, when the Moel does the Milo, B'Shabbos or on the weekdays, when the Moel does the Milo, so he has to cut off Roiv HaBosa HaChoyfes HaTorah. When you cut off Roiv, so you say Ruba Kukuloi, so it's considered as if he removed all of the Orlo. But there's a Hida Mitzvah, Zakelev Anveyu is the source for Hida Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, here's a Hida Mitzvah, that you should cut off even the miut habosar that's coming over the Atorah. So the Gemara says, and you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for that. Every time that you cut a little bit, you're causing bleeding. So if the Mila is Bismana, so it's Doicha Shabbos. Let's say the Moel cut off already Basar Chayfes Reif Atorah, and then he sees that he left over a little bit. So he's allowed to continue to be Mechal Shabbos further to cut off the rest. Zekelim Abeh was a nice thing. But the bris milah is finished already. He completed the bris. It's a different mitzvah. So he says, Zakeh Aveyu is a different mitzvah to do everything properly. But he's saying, no, Zakeh Aveyu is considered a hidur within the mitzvah of milah. Milah b'zman is Decha Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara says, that if silik yodoi, if the moil already put on the bandage on the baby to stop the bleeding, so it's considered as if he finished the milah, then he's not allowed to continue to cut Torah. But if Loisilik Yodev didn't put on the bandage yet, so then he's permitted to continue to be Mechal Shabbos to cut off a little more, because Zekelim Aveyu is not a different mitzvah, it's not a hider, a separate thing, it's considered a hider within the mitzvah, it's considered still part of Mila Bismana. Achidish and the Gemara. So the Tur in Yoredei and Hilchas Mila says that difference between Silik Yodev and Loisilik Yodev only applies to Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos every Shabbos, unless it's a Mila Bismana. So if Silik Yodah said the Mila is finished, and then it's a separate Indian to do a Hida Mitzvah. So separate Hida Mitzvah, you're not allowed to be Derech Shabbos. But if Lo Silik Yodah, if he didn't put on the bandage yet, then the cutting off the Basar Chayfes Miut HaTorah is a Hemshech of the original Mitzvah Basar Chayfes Reif HaTorah. So since Mila Bisman is Decha Shabbos, it's even Decha for the remainder, to cut off the miut. That's how the Torah says. But if it'll be a weekday, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, then of course the Moel should go back and cut off the rest of the Basar Chayfas Mei Tatar. That's the Hida Mitzvah. You can, even though you already fulfilled the Mitzvah, you cut off Basar Chayfas Rav Hatara, there's an Indian of Hida Mitzvah that the Bris Mila should look good. It shouldn't be a sloppy job. And the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes that this klal about Silik Yodah or Silik Yodah is not restricted only to Shabbos and Yom Tov. That after Silik Yodah, after you put on the bandage, is considered as if the Bris Mila is finished, and then you're just being Mechala Shabbos for the Hida Mitzvah. But if you didn't do Silik Yodah, then it's considered a Hemshech. No, the Rambam says it applies even Bechol, that there's no inyan at all to do a Hida after you've already finished completing the Mitzvah. That's a chiddush. That's a known from the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi's son, Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, also had such a hayrot 3 generations in a row. They said the same things. Rab Chaim is famous also for having said, if a person has 2 esroigim and he's not sure, one of them is very mehuder, but he's not sure if it's kosher, and the other one is badai kosher, but it's not so mehuder. So when he says the bracha, he only has 2 hands. So when he says the bracha, he holds the lulav in the right hand. If he's a right, he holds the lulav in the right hand. He holds the esrog in the left hand. And then he's going to hold 1 esrog at a time. So he's going to pick up 1 esrog, say the bracha, turn over the esrog with the pitam up. Then he's going to put it down and pick up the other esrog. Because 1 esrog is safik kosher, safik pasul, but it's very mehuder. And the other esrog is not mehuder at all, but it's a badai kosher. So which one of the 2 esrogim should he pick up first? Does it make a difference? Which one should he pick up first? So they quote in the name of Rab Chaim Soloveitchik that you should pick up first the one that's Sofek Kosher, Sofek Pasul, and Vadai Mehuder. Because if you're going to pick up the one that's Vadai Kosher and not Mehuder first, then you yotze the mitzvah already b'dievet. Once you yotze the mitzvah b'dievet, it's not going to help. You're going to pick up the second one that's Vadai Mehuder, Sofek Kosher, Sofek Pasul, on the tzad that it's kosher. You will not have gained anything. You will not have gained either mitzvah. You're ready to be yotze the mitzvah. If the yotze the mitzvah, you can't be yotze mahadrin. Can't be yotze mahadrin. That's what we said by Mikra Megillah. That l'chatchili shirili, the din is that if roiv of the Megillah is miut of the Megillah is rubbed out. Here and there there's a letter that's rubbed out. Or if the Balkori, let's say the whole Megillah is written, but the Balkori reads roiv of the Megillah mitoch haksav and a miut. He's reading by heart. Miyot, he remembers by heart, and he does read every single word. So by Kriyas HaTorah, it's highly questionable if he yotze. But by, we could be probably not yotze. By Kriyas HaTorah, he's supposed to read every word mitoch haksav. And by Mikra Megillah, the Gemara says, as long as Roiv is written, or as long as he only reads, as long as he reads Roiv mitoch haksav, Miyot Bal Peh, so that's acceptable. So let's say, it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that if the Balkori was laning, and then they made noise by Haman, and you think that, and then the Balkari picks up, and then you think you missed a word or two, so say quickly, or let's say a person came in late in the Mikra Megillah. So you should quickly say all the 3 brachas in the beginning. Al Mikra Megillah, Shas Anisim, Shachyana, and then you should read the 1st Pasuk or 2, and then you should listen to the Balkari, catch up with the Balkari. As long as you're laning miut of the Megillah, Balpeh, and the Rav on the Megillah is Mitoch Haksav. So that the din of Ruba Kukula, that's a Gemara and Chulin, the beginning of the 2nd paragraph. Ruba Kukula is only good b'dievin. L'chatchili, you shouldn't rely on Ruba Kukula. That's why on Pesach night, Magen Avraham quotes that L'chatchili should drink Kol HaKos. B'dievin, if you drink Roiv HaKos, so you say Ruba Kukula. That's based on the Gemara and Chulin. That Mi'ikar Adin, if you shecht Roiv Kon and the Roiv Veshet and a Be'ema, the Shechita is Kor. But it says HaShechet, that's b'dievin. HaShechet b'dievin. The Gemara asks, What do you want him to do? You want him to cut off the legs and if the front legs and the back legs. What more do you want to do? No, you want him to cut l'chatchila, kol ha-kol dem, kol ha-beishet. Shechting roiv, that's only good b'diev. That's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether that l'chatchila is that a l'chatchila deraisa or a l'chatchila derabbanan. The Leiv Aryeh points out on that piece of Gemara, beginning of the 2nd parak in Chulin, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but it's in the 1st parak. Rashi and Tosfos in the 1st parak have a machlekes how to read the Gemara beginning of the 2nd parak in Chulin, whether that's a lechatchila deraisa derabbanan. What's the issue? So there's a Tosfos in the end of Nida where Tosfos points out a lechatchila deraisa only makes sense in a mitzvah. In a matir it does make sense lechatchila. Let's say a get. A get is not a mitzvah. You should say mahadrim and a mahadrim. You should have a golden get. want to divorce your wife, spend money and take a golden piece of gold or silver and engrave the get on that. So there's no hiddur mitzvah. A get is not a mitzvah. A get is a matir. Tefillin and mikvah also. Tefillin and mikvah is matir. If it's muta b'di'evit, it's muta l'chatchil. You don't gain anything by making hidurim. Sometimes the Mishnayos have l'chatchil. You should have written a get like this, and b'di'evit you wrote it like that. It's also kosher. So Tosfos writes in Gittin that's a dead giveaway, that's only a l'chatchil de rabbanon. You never have a l'chatchil de raisa in a matir, only in a mitzvah. So what's with shechita? So there is a question in Rishonim whether shechita is only a matir or shechita is a mitzvah. So if shechita is a mitzvah, so it's possible to discuss a l'chatchil de raisa. The mitzvah b'shleimus should have been done like this. And if shechita is only a matir, it's not a mitzvah, so then you have to say, when the Gemara talks about l'chatchil, yishishech kol hakana v'kol aveshet, you have to say it's only with the Rabban. It can't be Manatorah if it's only a matir. So you never have a l'chatchil de raisa and a matir. It's only by mitzvahs you can have it. That's what the Lev Aryeh points out, that there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in the first perek, towards the end of the first perek in Chulin. The very end of the first perek talks about all kinds of miscellaneous things, nothing to do with shechita at all. But towards the end of the part of the first perek that talks about hilcha shechita, so there is a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos regarding this gemara at the beginning of the second perek in Chulin, whether that's a lechatchila deraisa or lechatchila derabbanan. So it's based on that, that by Arba Kosis, we say lechatchila should drink kalakos. So let's say mikra megillah. So Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah. So L'chatchil, it's really a mitzvah to read the whole Megillah Mitoch HaKsav. And B'di'evet, if you read 51% Mitoch HaKsav and 49% Baal Peh, so the Gemara said, B'di'evet, you're Yotze. So let's say they quote from the Aderes, Rabbi Eliyahu David Rabinovich Tom, he was a big Meir Hara. He was the first father-in-law of Rav Kook. Rav Kook's first wife was the daughter of the Aderes, and then she died. And then he married her cousin. So, and then the Aderes moved there. It's so later they were still very close. And after he passed away, so Rav Kook printed a whole hesped that he delivered, Ha'eder HaYakar, that is dear father-in-law, his former father-in-law, who had passed away. So the Aderes was known as a big Meir Hara. They have his other svarim, they quote his Hara's, his psok. So he had a chumra that when it comes to, what's the last pasuk in Megillah Esther? Something like that. The last pasuk in the Megillah. So that's one of the four psukim that the minig is that the old Sibur says along with the Balkari. So if you're going to say the pasuk before the Balkari, then you will have already been yotze. The whole Mikra Megillah. You heard 99% from the Balkari, and one pasuk is said Baal Peh. So you're yotze already. So then it's not going to help if the Balkari is going to read the last pasuk again. The other psukim, what are the other psukim? So everybody says that, but then the Balkari, we didn't finish the Mikra Megillah yet. So then the Balkari says over the pasuk, Mitoch Haksav. So I wasn't yet to the Mikra Megillah yet, because I have so many other psukim I didn't hear. But when it comes to the last and the final pasuk that we say together with the Balkari, that's the last pasuk in the whole Mikra Megillah. So if we're going to say that pasuk, we yotze b'edi the whole Mikra Megillah b'di'evit. We heard 99% Mitoch HaKsav, and one pasuk we heard, one pasuk we said Baal Peh. So it's not going to help. The Baal Kor is going to repeat the last pasuk Mitoch HaKsav. Once you yotze the mitzvah already b'di'evit, so you can't add mahadrim. That was famous from Rav Chaim. That's Rav Chaim said like that. That's based on the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi interpreted that. That's pshat in the Rambam by Yechoizer and the Tzitz and Shei Makven is Hamila, only if lo Silik Yodah. Silik Yodah, you're not Choizer. So the Rambam understood, Bein Bechol, Bein Meshabbos. You won't gain anything by cutting off more, because if you're ready for Yotz in the Mitzvah of the Yevid, you can't do anything later on to make it into a Hidah Lechatchila. To make it into a Hidah. So just like the Beis HaLevi showed in the Rambam, so that's what Rav Chaim said. If you have two Esroigim, one is Vadei Kosher and not Mehuder, and one is very Mehuder, but Safik Kosher, Safik Pasul. So if you're going to take the Vadei Mehuder first, if you're going to take the one that's Vadei Kosher, and Vadei Kosher, again, and not Mehuder, if you're going to take that one first, then you Yotze the Mitzvah already B'di'evit. So then if you're going to pick up the second Esrog later on, you won't gain anything. This famous Hayrab, B'Shem Rab Chaim, is against the Rashi. There's a Rashi, I think, in the end of Chorus, where Rashi writes not so. Rashi writing like that. You have to do the mitzvah twice. You're not sure whether it's on this or that. So Rashi says you do the one that's a vaday mitzvah first. That's against Rav Chaim. So the Rav Avila Soloveitchik added on the third generation. First the Beis Halevi said it by Bris Milah. He explained the Rambam. The Rav Chaim gave a Hayroah by the Esrik. Then Rav Avila Soloveitchik said the same shot in the Rambam Shita by Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. That you say, Neloch Alechad V'yechod, why didn't the Rambam read the Gemara the way that Ramad B'Shem Maharil read it? That each member of the household lights his own menorah. Because he felt that if you yotzei originally, if you say like the Maharil that everybody has kavanah shelo lotzeis, so then you weren't yotzei the first time, then you have to be madlik the second time. Okay, so if the Rav Avila would have understood the institution of ne'alach alecha v'yachad the way the Maharil explained it, then his whole interpretation of the Rambam falls away. He didn't understand like the Maharil. He thought that ne'alach alecha v'yachad, even though everyone was yotzei with the first hadlaka, but they want to do a mahadrin, so that's called kach tikno chachamim. That's called a hidu. You do a maisa mitzvah on your own, and you can say a brocha on that. And the Rambam held not so. How can that be considered mahadrin if you're ready yotzei the basic mitzvah? Then you're going to do another pu'ula afterwards to be yotzei hidur. You never yotzei the hidur after you already were yotzei the ikka mitzvah. So he interpreted that. That's why the Rambam didn't learn pshat like the Maharil. Because he didn't think that pshat was, Rav Avila didn't think pshat in the Gemara was like the Maharil himself says. Magen Avraham quotes the Maharil that ne'aluch alecha v'yechad, because each person has a mind not to be yotzei with the first hadlaka. He didn't think so. He thought, despite the fact that you were yotzei with the first hadlaka, that's called mahadrin. Kach tikna chacham, that's called mahadrin. And the Rambam couldn't understand like that, because the Rambam l'shitasa by Bris Milah says you can never do a hider that's separate from the kiyum mitzvah itself. But again, Rashi says not so. Rashi Beferish and the Gemara Mechorah says not so. Yeah, that's famous. Rav Avila Soloveitchik has in his sefer. That's what they point out. Three generations in a row, they had the same attitude. The Kosher Glover has in his Tshuvas, Eretz Tzvi, Chelek Beis, he has a whole essay about this. Is it possible to be Yotzei Mahadrin after you were Yotzei another mitzvah, he talks about? After having already been yotzei in the mitzvah, so he runs through Shas. He gives his marmot comments on the topic. Okay, what are we up to here? I think the last thing we learned was called base on the base. Yeah, let's do again. The Mishnah has Hayamid b'tfilo v'niska shehu bal keri. This is before Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira did away with the Takanas Ezra. This is at the time Takanas Ezra was still b'tokfo. So he's not supposed to daven. He realizes there's a balkeri. He's already into the 10th bracha. So he's going to stop where he is. Then the Tosefta says that all the yutchas brachas are marked from zu azu. That's a person who does know how to daven by heart. He has a siddur that's missing one page. So he can only say some of the part of the Shemana, so he can't say all. So the din is that let him not even say the part that he has the siddur for, because all the brachas are marked from zu azu. If he says some of the brachas and not all, it'll be a bracha lebatolam. Here he's in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, and he forgot to realize that he's a Balkari, he wasn't supposed to daven. So the Mishnah says, Lo Yafsik, he better not be Mafsik, he's going to be Mafsik, then he'll cause what he said to become a Bracha Levatola. So let him continue, finish the davening, and it won't be a Bracha Levatola. So the same is regarding an Aliyah. A Balkari is not supposed to learn, that was the Ika Takona. The Rambam writes that the Takonas were made by Zach Hazeh. The original Takona was that a Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah. Like Maimon Hasina, ve'adaitem levanecha ve'levnei vanecha yom asher amarata, just like Maimon Hasina was be'em v'biyur v'resas uviziya, not in a state of kalas rosh. So the deris also, it should be treated the same. So the Rambam writes that the original Takanas Ezra was only been a geir to a balkeri, he's not allowed to daven. Then the Rambam writes that the bezin shalach reim added on that you shouldn't, the original Takanas shouldn't learn, balkeri shouldn't learn. Like Maimon Hasin, and then the Bezin Shalach Reim added on that he shouldn't daven either. Then we had the Gemara. The Gemara says that the original, where was that Gemara? On the top of Chav Beis Amin Beis. The Gemara says the original Takana says only was for a Bori Hamargil, a healthy person who brought the Balkari upon himself, Tumas Keri. But if it was a Borili Onsor, a Choyle, there never was a Takana Sezra. So that was only in later generations they added on. Okay. Takana Sezra was very restricted. It was only Benegir to Liman HaTorah, and the addition of Benegir to Davening that was added later, and it was only by Bori Hamargil, and everything else was added in later generations. We saw some, I think someone raised a question. Rashi quoted the Gemara in the Dorm. Where do we have that Rashi? Whose opinion is it that we daven for the Cholim? So the Ktsiri are the sick people, and the Meri are the Tamid HaChamim. Because Tam Tamid HaChamim HaCholim. So the Gemara says, whose opinion is that we daven for the Rabban and daven for the sick people every day? If Adon need them Rosh Hashanah, everything was already nigzak. So what does it help to daven? So the Gemara says, we follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion that Adon need them B'chol Yom, that the judgment can be made every day, so shaykh even to daven. So we assume that usually Tamid HaChamim, oh, here's the Rashi, on the second column of Chabbeis Amad Aleph. Second column, Rashi quotes in the Dorm, Daf Mem Tes on the base, Kema Matzlina, Ktsir Meri, Kereb Yossi, Ktsir HaCholim, Umeri, Ada Rabbanan, Stam Rabbanan, HaCholim. So if the Stam, the whole idea of, so someone is, the Shkash, I think, if the whole Takana says, well, Shaloyhu, Tamid HaChamim, Tzuyim, Eitzel, Nusha, Sehem, Kitani Goylim, but Stam Tamid HaChamim, HaCholim. So Ezra never made a Takana for the Cholim. As is Takana, the original Takana, the Gemara says, only for Bori HaMargil. The Cholim, that was a later Takana. So how can you say that that was the behind, that was the logic behind the original Takana, Shalehu, Tamir Chacham, Tzimetz, on the same Kitan Golem. So I saw the Mishkan as Yankiv in a Sefer HaMbrachis, works on that Kasha. So he has a suggestion, when did that begin? When did that phenomenon begin? That Meri are the Rabbanan, that all the Rabbanim are weak. So he says he thinks that that was in the days of the later Tanoim, until the days of, the Gemara says in Megillah, that they always, in the beginning of HaKoros HaMegillah Oimed, so the Gemara says they always used to learn for many, many generations in a standing position. And then they started to learn in a sitting position, because Tamid HaChamim were weak. So he says, Stam Tamid HaChamim are weak, that was in the days of Rabbi Gamliel, that was in the days of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Blazer Ben Azariah, when they fired Rabbi Gamliel. At that time, that happened. But in the earlier generation, Tamid Chacham were healthy. So the Takana says, well, Shalehu Mitzvim, it's the same Kitana Gerlim. And the Takana, the original Takana says it was for Bori, and Tamid Chacham were Brim. Yorodah Chul Shalom to the Olam HaTorah, that happened in the later generation. That's what he suggests. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, so again, so the Mishnah says if he's a Balkari, he forgot, and he started to daven, if he's going to stop in the middle of Shemana Esrei, he'll cause the brachas to become bracha lematola. So that doesn't make sense. So you finish, you be mekatzer as much as you can. You katzer. Should abridge each bracha. You have to know what's the ikar line of every bracha to be able to abridge it. And the same, the Bryce says, he took an aliyah, and then he forgot. In the middle of Kriyas Adar, he forgot. So in the days of the Tanoim, they didn't have printed in the Chumash, they didn't have printed Chumash, they didn't have Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamish. It doesn't say where the Aliyah ends. So you can, you have to have a minimum of three Pesukim, you can have many more. So you should only, how does the Braisa say? Akori Batorah, that's the Braisa, about 10 lines from the bottom of Chav Beis on the base. Akori Batorah Viniska Shuhu Balkari, he realized, he forgot that he's a Balkari. Eino Mavsik V'yoyla, if he's going to stop in the middle, he's only going to say two psukim, so it'll come out to be a bracha levatol. They're going to have to give the aliyah to someone else. They have to start all over again. Come out the bracha that he said, Asher Baruch Abanu, was a bracha levatol. Is that true? It'll be a bracha levatol. Is manatanoim, it would appear from the Gemara that only the Kohen said the bracha Asher Baruch Abanu, and the last one said the bracha Asher Nasanlan. Everybody in between didn't say brachas at all. The Gemara says in Megillah that was instituted later during the lifetime of Rabbi Shmuel and Bavel, Mepnei HaNichnasim and Mepnei HaYotzim, that people were coming in and going out. The shul was like a train station. People were coming in late. Like I say over here, the guy always came in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. He always used to daven Musaf, and then every week he asked the Shalik, can he daven Shachar Zanan? So that was in the days of Rabbi Shmuel. Yor Dachul Shel Olam, and everybody had to sleep late, and they had to come to shul late. Everything was kakai. But in the days of the Tanaim, every Olah LaTorah didn't say the bracha. So what do you mean? He should, if he's going to be mafsik, he'll make it into a bracha levatola. Why so? It's not going to be a bracha levatola. They'll have someone else laying it. No one says any brachas at all. Unless you say, that's the question. Is that what it means? And in the days of the Tanaim, they only said a bracha before and a bracha after, because they treated the whole Kriyas HaTorah as one big unit. And then in the days of Rabbi Shmuel, they treated each aliyah as a separate unit. Each aliyah means its own bracha. Is that the pshat? That's how the Kesef Mishnah suggests. That in the days of the Tanaim, they treated the whole Kriyas HaTorah as one unit. The Mishnah says, you need a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah Megillah lists off all the various things that you need a minyan for. Dovish Bigdusha needs a minyan. Kavish Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Chazaras HaShatz, Kriyas HaTorah, Haftorah. So once you say that Kriyas HaTorah needs a minyan, what do you say Haftorah needs a minyan? Of course you need a minyan. The answer is, in Mischilu Pasara, if you started with a minyan, then you can finish that unit. So let's say they started Kriyas HaTorah, they had a minyan, Monday or Thursday, and some guy has to run to work. He can't stay, so you only have 9 people. So the din is, since he began that unit, Kriyas HaTorah, so he can finish the Kriyas HaTorah with the 9. If you only have 5 people left, you don't even have Rav Minyan left, so you can't finish. But if you have 6 left, Rav the Minyan is there, and the mere 4 people are going to work. You had exactly 10 to begin, and you started Kriyas HaTorah. So as long as you have 6 people left, so you can finish Kriyas HaTorah, then finish the Chatzi Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah. So because the Mishnah raises itself, and maybe that's all. So that's why it says in the Mishnah that you need a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah, then you need a minyan for Maftir. The Maftir is not a Hemshech of the Kriyas HaTorah. If you have 10 people and one of them left in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning, he can't say the Haftarah. Haftarah is a separate unit. If you started the Haftarah with 10 people and then someone had to run out in the middle, you only have 9, then the one is saying the Haftarah can finish, provided you have 6 people left. You have still 6 people left. So the Kes Mishnah writes a suffix, what about Pizman HaZeh? That every Olah LaTorah says his own bracha and his aliyah. So maybe we treat every aliyah as a separate unit. So let's say you had 10 people when the Kohen got the first aliyah, and then one of the people had to run to work. So work day, Monday or Thursday, work day. So you only have 9 people. Maybe the Kohen finishes the bracha. Ashenasalana, that's the end of the Kriyas HaTorah. Because since the Levi says his own bracha and his own bracha, and the Shlishi says his own, and today's Rosh Chodesh Revi says his own, so since every Olah LaTorah says on bracha, maybe we should treat each aliyah as a separate unit, just like Bizman HaTanoim, they treated the Haftorah as a separate unit, and you can't begin the Haftorah unless you have 10. And Mischilu Goymer, if they had 10 at the beginning, the Haftorah is good, but if they didn't, if they only had 10 in the beginning of the Kriyas HaTorah, you finish Kriyas HaTorah, you don't do the Haftorah, so maybe today you don't even finish the Kriyas HaTorah. That's a suffix in the case of Mishnah. Mishkanes Yankev has a tshuva in the Sefer Mishkanes. He thinks we should follow that case of Mishnah. He thinks that it was a major change in the Takanas Chachamim, that until the days of Abai Baravir, the whole Kriyas HaTorah was one unit. That's why he only said the bracha in the beginning and the end. And later they changed the whole nature of the Takana. Other Rishonim say not so. If I'm not mistaken, the Ran on the Rif and Megillah says not so. He says that it's sufficient with the bracha before Shabbach HaBanu, the Kohen says of Shabbach HaBanu. The last Olah LaTorah says, Hashem Nasan Lanu, it means if the Olah LaTorah, the one who gets Levi or Shlishi or Revi, whatever, if he was there when the Kohen said the bracha at the beginning, Shabbach HaBanu, if he wasn't there, if he came late, then he says his own bracha. The Ran holds Mikra, then every Aliyah needs its own bracha before and after. And nonetheless, it's called one unit, the whole Kriyas HaTorah is one unit, in Mischilu Basore Gomrim, even though you don't have. So Bizman HaZeh, it's the same thing, nothing changed that. Whereas in the days of the Tanaim, everybody, there was decorum in the synagogue, and everybody was there when the Kohen said the bracha before, and everybody was there, and everybody who got an aliyah is going to stay till the end. And everybody's going to hear the bracha Hashanasalanu, they'll be yotzi with that bracha Hashanasalanu in the later generation, because they went b'nei ha-nechnasim and b'nei ha-yotzim, so they recommended that no one should rely on anybody else's bracha. Everybody should say their own bracha for themselves. But he says, Mikra Din, the Ran holds Mikra Din. It was always like that. That was always a takana. And he proves it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when you lay in the Tochech and B'chukosai, so the Mishnah says, E'mafsikin, when you lay in the Tochech and B'chukosai, you don't make hapsokas. Why not? So the Gemara gives two reasons. So one reason is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels uncomfortable. Ein a bedin. It's not perhaps you. Your body is kavalim, but name is baruch. we're reading curses for those who do averus, the teichecha, the klolas, and then they're going to say baruch 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 as Hashem avarach. Baruch Shalom doesn't want to hear. It doesn't want us to say brachas to him if we're going to read about curses to the Jewish people. So the Rishonim are bothered with the kasha, and Achrayim work a lot on the kasha. What do you mean? But the teichecha is in the middle of the sedra. So it's covered with the bracha, asher bracha banu from the kohen, and then you have shenasalan at the end. The one who gets the teichecha is in the middle of kriyas haTorah. So nobody says a bracha anyway, bizman hatanoim. It's the Mishnah is written, ein mafsikim teichecha. The Mishnah Megillah was written before the takanas Rabbi Shmo, that everybody says his own bracha before and after his aliyah. That's what the Rishonim say. No, bizman hatanoim, everyone had the right to rely on the bracha before if they were all in shul. Everyone can rely on the bracha after at the end, if all of the Olam Latar are going to be there at the end. But if somebody knows that he came in late and he missed the bracha shalafaneho recited by the Kohen, now he knows he's going to leave early, he's not going to stay there till the Achron, till the Est Olam Latar is going to say the bracha shanasananu. So Mika, then everybody said his own bracha. So that's by the Techeche. And someone may get an Ali, and he wasn't there at the beginning, or even if he was there, and he didn't have a mind, he didn't want to be Yotze with the bracha of the Kohen. So they always had a right to say their own bracha. Yes, so the Ran is in total disagreement with the Kes Mishnah, and the Mishkan Esankev assumes like this, Halacha Lamaisa, they're assuming that there was a major change in the Takanas HaTanoim. So it could be over here also, that's what it means. It means that the fellow in the middle is going to say his own bracha, and if he's only going to lay in one pasuk, then he lay in one or two pasuk, and he realizes that Balko is going to stop in the middle, so he'll cause it to be a bracha levatolah. They'll cause it to be a bracha lamatala, because he only said a bracha before, and he only said two psukim, so that aliyah didn't count. So you have to lay that over again. If you assume it's Bana Tanaim, no one ever said brachas in the middle, so my pshat is not correct. Can't say that the reason why lo yapsik, or yakar batar meniskar shu balkeri, eino mafsik ve'olah, shouldn't have stopped right away. So I thought, I was suggesting, and the same reason, lo yapsik by tefillah, because he'll cause it to be a bracha levatola. So by the kriyas haTorah, he caused it to be a bracha levatola. It's only nitan lehiyomer if you assume that bizman hatanoim, true, the people in the middle rarely said brachas, but sometimes they did. So that's what it means. He said a bracha, and by being mafsik, he'll only read one or two psukim. It'll come out that it's a vada bracha levatola. He already said brachas haTorah in the morning when he woke up. What's the saying, another birchas haTorah, because he's getting an aliyah? Getting aliyah has to be in a minimum of three psukim. If you're laying only two psukim, that doesn't count. That's not considered an aliyah. So that's what Rav Meir says, Ein bakar asher likras, b'atar yosem gimel psukim. Let him just lay the bare minimum, three psukim, and let him stop there. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch also. There is a machlekes harishayim. It's an interesting machlekes. It's machlekes, the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam in the Tshuvas writes one way, and the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, he wrote later, writes Fakert, can you learn Kriyas haTorah from a Pasul or Sefer Torah? So the Rambam in the Tshuvas writes, there's no problem, and that was the practice all over in Egypt. They would all learn Kriyas haTorah from a Pasul or Sefer Torah. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes, not so. He says, he gives you all the dinim hilcha Sefer Torah. And then he says, what's the significance of when is it a Sefer Torah kosher? When is the Sefer Torah possible? So he says two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, are you yotze the mitzvah k'siva Sefer Torah? Kisva lechem es hashir azaz. Every Jewish man has an obligation to write or to commission a Sefer to write or to buy a Sefer Torah. Everyone has to buy a Sefer Torah. Many assume you can be yotze the mitzvah b'shutfas. Every 30 years, every community commissions a Sefer to write a Sefer Torah, and everybody chips in a dollar. So many hold that yotze b'shutfas, because the pasuk says kisva lachem as hashir in plural, and the Gemara Chulin says a rule: whenever the mitzvah is written in the chumash in the plural, it can be fulfilled b'shutfas. Whenever it's written in the singular, cannot be fulfilled b'shutfas. Some achrayim say we don't know how to darshim sukkim. We don't even know how to apply the rule that the Gemara gives, even though the Gemara already tells you what the rule is. That's like darshim sukkim. We don't know how to darshim sukkim. We don't know how to apply the Gemara's rule. So that's a big machlekes, the Pischei Tshuva and Yeridei, Hilchas Sefer Torah quotes. Can you fulfill a mitzvah, k'siva Sefer Torah, if you write it b'shutfas? So the case of Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Sefer Torah, quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba, who was aware of this stira, that the Rambam in the Tshuva writes that the B'chol Orei Mitzrayim, I think. He writes all over. The practice was that they lain Kriyas HaTorah from Apostle of Sefer Torah. And the Mishnah Torah, he says, the Rambam wrote the Mishnah Torah later. He changed his mind. And he says, you have to have a kosher of Sefer Torah. Yeah. So how do we pass on Halacha L'maisa in this Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rambam? So the Beis Yosef quotes from his Rebbe, Mari Beirav, I think he quotes, that L'chatchilia followed the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, that you should only learn Kriyas HaTorah if you have a kosher with Sefer Torah. If you only Sefer Torah you have as posel, you shouldn't learn Kriyas HaTorah with brachas. You should learn Bali brachas. But what's the din, let's say, if you learn half of the Sedra, and then you learned, and you have other Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh, and then you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah. So would you recommend that you have to start learning all over everything, b'di'evit? So the Beis Yosef quotes from Mari Beirav that b'di'evit we rely on the Rambam and the Tshuva, that you yotze Kriyas HaTorah from the Pasul of Sefer Torah. You don't have to learn over. But l'chatchila, we shouldn't continue learning in the Pasul of Sefer Torah. Take out a kosher Sefer Torah. So Mikam Yelch, you should learn in the kosher Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says that if it's possible, you should try to squeeze in 7 aliyahs from here till the end. If there are enough psukim, let's say they found a mistake in Sheni and Shlishi, so if there are enough psukim to divide it up, make kosofis and make 7 aliyahs from here to the end, that's preferable. So you'll have 7 aliyahs in the kosher Sefer Torah. Rav Soloveitchik recommended if the minyan are b'nei Torah and they'll go along with it, you should lean over everything from the beginning. You should make 7 aliyahs, lean over from the beginning. They may fire the rabbi. So the rabbi has to judge whom he's dealing with. If he's dealing with b'nei Torah, so you should try to explain to them why l'chatchila should lean over everything from the beginning to satisfy the shita of the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. So usually we have a klal, the shas hatchak b'di'evedom. If you assume the way it says in Shulchan Aruch that b'di'eved, you lay in half of the Sedra, and you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah. So we say that b'di'eved you yotze, you don't have to lay over. Mikra, then we say b'di'eved we rely on the Tshuvas Haram. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes from Mari Beirav. So we say the shas hatchak k'di'evedom. So what's called the shas hatchak? So if you don't have a kosher Sefer Torah, we don't say shas hatchak k'di'evedom. So laying with brachas and the pasul of Sefer Torah. We say, no, laying the whole Kriyas HaTorah without any brachas. Don't laying with brachas and the pasul of Sefer Torah. But if you're in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, let's say Chamishi, and you're laying one pasuk, then you find a mistake. So then, that's called the Shas HaTchak. If you're going to switch to a different Sefer Torah after one pasuk, then the Gemara in Yumas sounds like it says you have to say another bracha. So you're going to be going brocha sheina tzvicha. You're going to have to say another brocha on the new Sefer Torah. So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you learn one or two psukim and then you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, so you should learn one more pasuk and stop over there. If it's not within 3 psukim, 2 psukh or a stuma, and you're allowed to stop there, so you should stop there. Why? Because shas hatchak k'di'evedami. It's a shas hatchak. What's a shas hatchak? As far as what you read already, that's b'di'evit. So b'di'evit, we pass like the Tshuvas HaRambam, that you yotze. And then, if you only lay one or two psukim, if you're going to stop where you are and take out a new Sefer Torah, you're going to have to say another bracha. So it's going to be Goren Bracha Shein Tzvicha. It's going to come out that the first bracha was really a bracha levatola. You lay and you only said one or two psukim, you weren't yotze. You weren't really yotze with that. You had to say another bracha before. So we say that Shas HaTak K'di'evit Dami, so you finish up until the 3 psukim. That's based on this Gemara. That an aliyah, that's this din, an aliyah has to have a minimum. So Gemara Megillah, any given aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim. And just like over here, if the Niska Shehu Balkari is going to be mafsik in the middle of the aliyah, then it'll turn out he's going to cause his brach to be a brach levatola. The next oil of the Torah is going to have to lane over again what he laned, because he only said 2 psukim. So that's Shas HaTchak. So rather than make his bracha into a bracha levatola, so he should finish up the 3rd pasuk. So the same thing if you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah also. If you're going to stop where you are, you're going to be goyer and bracha shein tzvicha. So that's not right. Then we had the din zerach rishoyin te'eva, that just like there's a din by korbanos, the original pasuk is by Karbanah, Zeru Shantayeva. The Gemara says one is a Meshumet, One is a meshubed. We can, if there's a nochri who worships avodah zarah, but he wants to, he's very open-minded, he recognizes all the gods of all the different religions. He's prepared to give a korban to the God of the Jewish people. So if he says he's bringing a korban to the Elokei Yisrael, so we can accept it, even though he in his personal life is an Ovid Avodah Zarah. But this korban is Elokei Yisrael. But if it's a Jew who's an Ovid Avodah Zarah, Ovid Avodah Zarah Dina Kakum, so that's a pasuk, Mikem v'lo kulchem v'hotzi yisamu, Oda Mikem, ki yakriv korban l'Hashem, the first pasuk in Vayikra, Oda Mikem v'lo kulchem v'hotzi yisamumer. Amumer Dina Kakum is worse than an Akum. And Akum you can, Ovid Avodah Zarah, you can accept the korban if it's Elokei Yisrael. But if it's a Jew who's a Mumer Dina Kakum, he can't accept the korban. So that's based on the pasuk Zevach Hashem Teiv. Stam, the guy is a Rashi. He's pasaleidus. Let's say he cheats in business. So he's pasaleidus. Okay. So you say he can't daven for an avid. He can't daven. Period. Because Zevach Hashem Teiv. No, he only says Zevach Hashem Teiv. But one is really a mumer. A mumer dina kaakum. Avid avid zara mechal shabbos befeesid dina kaakum. One is really da pikoriz dina kaakum. Not stam a Rashi. So the Gemara applies that. That's a din in the Gemara. A person is mafresh a korban, and then he's ovid avodah zarah, and then he's chayes b'tshuva. Can you bring the korban after, for a period of time, the korban was nitche, because he couldn't be makaved, because he was a rasha in zevach Hashem te'eva. So that's a machlokes in Sanhedrin where they say yesh dicha etzot balechaim, or not. We paskin and balechaim einim nidochem, even though there was a period of time that he was an ovid avodah zarah. And you couldn't have offered his korban, but we paskan balachaim ein and nidochim. You can bring the korban after his chayz b'tshuva. So the Gemara has a chiddush that this is a real din. Not amidas chaser sham teiv is a real din. So this din it carries over to davening. We treat davening as if it's also korban. That's what he said because he said v'tzei Hashem olkeim v'am chisal v'bisvilosam. It means that the prayer should be accepted as if we had offered a korban. Ritzu. Ritzu is a technical term that only applies to korban. So we carry over. Zerach Hashem Te'eva, we carry it over from Karbonis to davening as well. Zerach Rishoyim Te'eva. So the Gemara says, we have in the Gemara, Afal Pishis Pal Tfilosa Te'eva. So Tesis had two opinions. What do you do? So the read Pirish Yaksavi is Pal. That's the Pasha Pshat. And then they quoted the first Pshat, that's very strange. It was Mu'uvas Lo'yichol Liskon. Nothing you can do about it. So the Madani Yanta points out that in his Girsan the Gemara, by us we have it printed on the margin on the side. Lusachacher ma'itakanti lehed velitzli. He had it in his Gemara. We have it on the side. Okay. So the Tosis Yanta writes in his commentary on the bottom of the Rosh that in his Gemara it says beferish like the Rish sheyachsav yispal. But the first Bala Tosis had the Girsa like we have that it doesn't say that. So they somehow understood. He can daven shachris the second time. He already davened the first time. It'll be a bracha levatola. The first time he wasn't yotzei, so it's muvus lo yichol iskam. Very peladik. The pashtus is like the second one, even if you don't have the girsa. But pashtus says that that's what it should lead you to understand. That zeh sham teiva, the tefillas ain't tefillos a tefila. He wasn't yotzei. You have to daven over again. That's the pashtus. Yeah. Then the Gemara has a person is in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei. Then he's mashtin mayim. So when he finishes the hashtana, he probably has to change his trousers. He has to go to his dormitory room. He has to go home. He has to clean himself up. By the time he's going to come back to daven and shul, it'll already be 25 minutes later. So can he pick up? He left off in the Hoshiva Shavteini Kivarishayna. Up until then he said, and then he was mashtin mayim, and then he has a break 25 minutes. That shock they leak maskula. So it's a machlekes where the choizel le rosh and machlekes Rav Chizna and Rav Hamnuna choizel le rosh and choizel the makum shet pasuk. The Gemara suggests leima b'hokam efligi. Masaver shock they leak maskula choizel le rosh masaver the makum shet pasuk. It's a machlekes. Yeah, where's the original din of shock they leak maskula? The original din is by shchita. The chomish shilcha shchita. The Gemara says in Chulin, you have a pasuk in chomish zavachta kashetzi v'sicha. So the Gemara a lot of times on a few places the Gemara understands Tzivisicha as a reference to Torah Shebal Peh. We had it in the beginning in the Masichta. Alei alei ha'hor ebetun luchos luchos ebem atar ha'mitzvah shekosapti lahor osam. Where was that in the Gemara? Here it is, Hayom and Aleph. around 10 lines from the top, and says, Shmos Chav Dalit. Omar Abelevi Bacham, Rab Shimon Ben Lokshma, Vetan Lucha, Alei Alei Hohor, Vetan Lucha, Sluchasa, Evan, Luchasa, Evan, Eilu Aseres Hadibas. Vahatoira is the rest of the Torah Shebichsav, Zemikra. Vahamitzvah, so the Gemara says, Zemishnah. Mitzvah has the connotation of Torah Shebalpeh. Shekasapti is a reference to the Nevi'im Ksuvim. Any idea that appears in the Nevi'im Ksuvim is given to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai, and the Hoy Raisam is a Gemara. So the Rambam quotes this in the beginning of the Hakadomah to the Mishnah Torah. So the Gemara understands that the connotation of HaMitzvah, and says HaTorah, HaMitzvah, Torah is Torah Shebichsav, and Mitzvah is Torah Shebalpeh. So the same appears by Vizavachta, Kasher Tzivisicha. The Gemara says, Kasher Tzivisicha means Torah Shebalpeh. What's Torah Shebalpeh about Shechita? That's a Chomish Hilcha Shechita, Shiyad Rasa Chalod HaGroma V'yikra. Those are the basic five Hilcha Shechita, the five rules. Nothing says Beferish and the Chumash. All of the Chumash Hilcha Shechita is Torah Shemalpeh. So Shia means, what is Shia Drasa Chalad Agama Vika? The first is Shia. Shia means a guy Shechts a Behema, let's say Shechts the Kona, and then he waits, he davens Mincha, and then after he finishes davening Mincha with Aleinu, with Tachnan and everything, then he finishes, he cuts the Vesha. So if the animal died in between, so of course he can't finish the Shechita if the animal is dead. But if he just had a shock of the Lig Maskula, he paused so long that you could have shechted the whole animal from the beginning to the end. So that passels the shechita. The second half is not mitzuref with the first half. So that's what the Gemara has a machloikas. Lichatchila this din of Baishok, the Ligma Skula, Karbizovet to Kriya Shema, Karbizovet to Tfila, Karbizovet to Mikra Megillah, Karbizovet to Duchening. You shouldn't pause in the middle of Duchening too long. Shok, the Ligma Skula. Mishnah Berurah raises an issue. We do it all the time. We say the tefillah for the chalomis. The Gemara has in the end of the Masechta that if a person had a bet cholam, so he should, when the kohanim go up to duchen in Eretz Yisrael, they used to duchen every day. We have a practice now. We don't duchen every day, but b'zman haGemara they used to duchen every day. So when the kohanim go to duchen tomorrow morning, he had a bet cholam and he had a nightmare. So when the kohanim go to duchen, she say the tefillah. You should offer that tefillah for the chalomis. So when should you say? At the end of the whole duchening. So we have a practice, we say it three times. We say it before the kohen finished the first pasuk, before v'yishmerecha, and then before v'yuchonekom, before shalom. We say it three times. Each time we say it in the middle of a pasuk. And there's so many words in that tefillah for the chalomis, that shul k'day lig maskula. K'day lig maskula means, could you have done from the beginning to the end? Let's say, I'm up to Sim Shalom in the Shemoneh Esrei, then I have to go to the bathroom. I spend 10 minutes in the bathroom. I come out, I could have davened the whole Shemoneh Esrei from the beginning to the end in the 10 minutes. That's called Shok Leilig Maskula. Doesn't mean I'm up to Sim Shalom. How long would it take me to finish Sim Shalom to the end of Shemoneh Esrei from where I am? No, it goes from the beginning to the end. Shok Leilig Maskula goes, let's say, Mikra Megillah. He's up to the last pasuk, Mordechai Yehudi Ratzel L'Reivech with the last pasuk, but the Mikra Megillah takes over 45 minutes. So, Shok Delig Moskola doesn't mean he waited so long he could have finished the last pasuk. He paused for 50 minutes, the amount of time it would take to do from the beginning to the end. So the original din of Shok Delig Moskola by Shechita, that's one of the Chomish Hilcha Shechita. And L'chatchila should apply in Kol HaTorah Kula, that Tkiya Shofar should be Metzuref Yachad. It shouldn't blow a Tkiya now, and a true an hour later, and another tkiah an hour later. Yeah, but by the other, Tosis quotes the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Tosis over here quotes, Anchav Beis, Amin Beis, Elo Dekuli Alma. So Tosis quotes the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Shama Teshet Tkiahs, Teshet Shoahs Bayom. Every hour, he heard tkiah, true, tkiah, tkiah, true, tkiah. Paused an hour in between the first call and the second call. So the Gemara says, by the other, it is good. But Lachatchili shouldn't, you shouldn't be mafsek like that. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, L'chatchila, it's not right to be mafsik. The common practice is not right, that they pause before Yishmerecha, they pause before Bichoneko, and they pause before Shalom. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha, that's not right. They should really, if you have a mokum where the minig is not clear, where's the minig not clear? All over the world, the minig is very clear. It means that you have a mokum if the rabbi can get away with it. If the rabbi can get away with changing the minig, they won't fire him. So you should try to convince them. The Mishnah Berurah says that they should say the tefillah after v'yishmerecha, after. What does it help you after Vishmer Echa? But it's in between the first pasuk and the second pasuk. It's also shock that Ligmar Skulam. I don't understand how the Mishnah Berurah thinks that he solved the problem. He should have said you should wait till after Shalom. Wait till after all the Quran and finished all the three Psukim. And then he said it's Tefillah for the Chalomis. Why does he think that it's better if he's in between one pasuk and the other?
Doesn't that Mishnah Berurah also bring down that Nigunim are not going to be Hefsek?
That what?
Nigunim are not going to be Hefsek. Is that Mishnah Berurah?
A niggun, he raises the question by the Kohanim. Yes, he says, maybe if they're singing a niggun, maybe it's a hemshach of the duchani. Yeah, it's a little funny. Why? A misnagid holds from a niggun, yeah. A niggun with no words. He's just singing a niggun with no words. That's his suggestion. Maybe if the Kohanim are singing a niggun, so maybe that's a hemshach, and maybe it's not shok at the Ligmar school. Yeah, okay. That's his suggestion. There used to be one Rebbe here in the yeshiva. He spent years in Eretz Yisrael. Then it was a Rebbe. He passed away already. So he wouldn't say the tefillah for the chaloymes because shok leligmar skula. So we asked him, what do you accomplish by you are not saying? But you are not the bal tefillah. You're not the kohen. The kohen are pausing anyway. Kohen are pausing anyway till they say v'yichunaka, till they say shalom. So it doesn't. It's lomalav lomar. Whether you're going to say the tefillah or not, once the kohen are pausing anyway, he's all say the tefillah. You don't accomplish anything by not saying. Anyway, this is a universal din. It appears by Mikra Megillah. There's a quote. It's by Tkiyas and Rosh Hashanah, by Mikra Megillah. They quote from Megillah, by Kriya Shema, and by Shemona Esrei. So l'chatchila for sure, it's not right to be sure that they lick Moskul. What about B'dievid? What's the din? So it's a dion. It's a discussion in the Gemara whether shok they were a school. Is it a B'dievid or not? The first thing Mara suggested, maybe this goof is the machlekes Rav Chizda and Rav Hamnun in the last line. Masav shok they leave maskul chayzal erosh. Masav the makom she pasuk. Mara says no, that's not. I'm Rav Ashi. No, that's not their machlekes. Then he should have said im shor chayzer im loy shok they leave maskul makom she pasuk. He didn't say that. Ella, we're not talking shok they leave maskul. It's a different machlekes. When the person is nitzvach and a kofam and he can't hold in. He can't hold it in. So if he davens b'diyeber, he says kreshma b'diyeber. Is he yotzana? That's the machlege. Well, we're not talking about a case of shok deilig maskul. So the Gemara says Ella on the fourth line from the top of Chav Gimel. Ella, we're talking about a case. The kul, the alma, everybody agrees. Mshok deilig maskula chayzal erosh. And here v'hacha b'lo shok hamiflig. We're talking a different case. Masava gabra dechuya. Masava gabra chazia. Right. So different machlekes. So Taisa says, why did the Gemara say Ella dekuliyama im shok delig maskula chayzal erosh? Could have just as well said Ella dekuliyama shok delig maskula ain't a chayzal erosh. But there's a different machlekes. We're not talking about shok delig maskula at all. So that's where the Taisa raises the issue. So Taisa said that's what we call a sugya di alma. That's called a sugya. Anybody ever hear the expression sugya di alma? The first parak in Sanhedrin. We just learned Sanhedrin recently, no? When?
2 years ago.
So the Gemara has a concept, if a Bezdin gave a psak, and it's a Toye B'dvar Mishnah, they gave a psak against an offer in a Mishnah, against a Din HaMakubo. So Shok Delig Mask, so the Din is Toye B'dvar Mishnah, is Chayzer. Bezdin just tells the, they already paskin, and they made the guy pay the money, and then they say, we just made a mistake, and we reversed the psak, that's all. Toye B'dvar Mishnah, is Chayzer. What if they made a mistake, B'shikol Adas? Made a mistake, it's not clear and obvious what the din is. But still, they gave a psak and the guy paid the money and then they realized they made a mistake. So, shok b'shikala, to b'shikala, it's a whole discussion in the Gemara. So why is it called to? Who says that it's to b'shikala das? It was a matter of judgment and they thought originally like this and now they changed their mind. Why do you call it to b'shikala das? Who says that it's to? Maybe they were right the first time. So the Gemara says, what does it mean to b'shikala das? That there's a machlekes tanoim. The Gemara says on the above, there's a machlekes hatanoim or a machlekes amoraim. V'sugya di alma kechad binay. And the generally accepted opinion is one way, and they paskin the other way. And after they paskin, after they already made the guy pay the money, then they realize, hey, that's not the accepted psak. Usually the psak hamkubal is not so. That's called sugya di alma. The generally accepted opinion is like this. So what's called a sugya in the alma? Tosis quotes from the Gaonim that this style of a Gemara is a sugya in the alma. The Gemara has a machlekes here. Like over here, machlokes Rav Chisna, Rav Hamnuna. The Gemara says the machlokes is A or B. B by Seima, they all agree A. Machlokes is C or D. B by Seima, they all agree D. Machlokes is E or F. So if the Gemara could have preceded, the Gemara could have gone machlokes A or B. And E by Seima, you could have said A or you could have said B because it's totally unrelated. Machlokes is C or D. And then the Gemara says, V by Seima, if you want, you can say they all agree A. Means that that's the generally accepted opinion. Because otherwise, the Gemara could have just as well said the other way. So that's how the Tosis starts off. Here, this Tosis Chabes and Beis. And here the Machlekes, Elohacha, it's not Shokah de Ligmas Kula. Machlekes is when the person is Nitzvach Lenekavim and he can't hold it in for so long, it's quite a long time. Parsa is 4 mil. 4 mil is an hour and a half. That's quite a long time. So if a person can hold it in for an hour and a half, so that's Machlekes, but the Gabra Dechuya, or Gabra Chazia is a bit yeah, but if he said, Lechatchil shouldn't say a bracha under such circumstances. But yeah, but if he says, are you yotze b'di yevet or not? But we're not talking about Shogad HaLiga Moskola. So they say, who I didn't have a matzah le'ukmei, kuleyama ena chazel le'rosh, mida loy kamuki hochi. Why did the Gemara say everybody agrees A? They could have just well said everybody agrees B. The Machlekes says whether C or D. So that's called the Sugan Diyama. Mida loy muki hochi, since they didn't say the kuleyama hold, Shogad HaLiga Moskola, is yotze, shmamin adocha chazel le'rosh. That's called the Sugan Diyama. Tosis in different Mesichtas has this. That's a tradition for the Goyim. Whenever you have a Machlekes, and they say the Machlekes A or B, Iba Yisema, if you want, you can say differently. They all agree A, Machlekes is C or D. Could have just as well said everybody agrees to B. Why they say everybody agrees to A? That's called Sugin Yalma. That's a generally accepted opinion. So Tosis says, this Gemara contradicts the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Shama Teshit Gis B'Teshoz B'Yom Yotzah. So you see that the Tkiyas bin Starfas, even though it's Shokah Deleg Maskula, there isn't a steer between the two. So there are two famous answers that the Rishonim give. So one answer the Rishonim give is, here we're talking Hayoimid B'Tfilo, not Kriyashma. Hayoimid B'Tfilo, two lines from the bottom. Tfilo, the person is Aymid Lifnei HaMelech. So if you're Aymid B'Tfilo, Aymid Lifnei HaMelech, and then you pause in the middle for half an hour and you don't say anything, then you cancel the status of Aymid Lifnei HaMelech. So you have, he said the first 10 brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei has another 19 to go. Then he pauses for half an hour for no good purpose. So you pause a little bit between one bracha and the next bracha. You pause a little bit to put together your ideas, what you want to say. You pause for half an hour. Shok deligam skulit mabatl the status of Aymid Lifnei HaMelech. So that's one opinion in the Rishonim. That tefillah is different. Our Gemara is talking about tefillah, the kol yam chazal rosh, and all the other Gemaras are talking about everything other than tefillah. The other Gemara is talking about mikra megillah, or talking about kia shofar, or everything else. Kriya shma. That's one opinion. And then the other Rishonim, the way it's accepted in the Shulchan Aruch, the other Rishonim say a different answer. It depends. Why was he shor kedei ligmas kula? Just he paused in the middle? But there was nothing forcing him to pause in the middle? Or did he have to pause? Machmas son had to go to the bathroom in the middle. When he was in the Beis Akisei, he wasn't allowed to daven. So sure, okay, the Ligmas Kula, because Maim Shosasim Al Birkov, he's not allowed to daven during that period of time in the middle. And then he has to change his clothing. So when he was sure, okay, the Ligmas Kula, Machmas son is, that he wasn't allowed to continue to do what he wanted to do. So then it's worse. So then it's Chayzal Erosh. It's not that tefillah is different from anything else. It's the same din by anything. So let's say a fellow's on Hatzolah. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, his telephone rings, and he runs to take care of Hatzolah. Then he drives the guy to the hospital. He comes back 2 hours later. So does he pick up from Hashiva Shavtenik of Arishayna? Or does he start back from the beginning? It's way short, the Liga Maskula for sure. So talking in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, b'diyeved, doesn't destroy the Shemoneh Esrei. I would have said that it does. That's what the Taz Tain is. Let's say today would not be Rosh Chodesh. Someone thought that yesterday was Chodesh and he said Yalav Yalav yesterday. So Yalav Yalav Yagiv Yerav Yatzav Shami Pukav Zerch Zerch Nenefik Nenena. It's very nice. So he added a tchina in the middle. So far it's beautiful. A piyutim, he said, that line is sheker. So that's like a hepsik. He starts talking about the weather, he starts talking about the politics, starts talking about sports or something. Yom HaShachadish has said that line is a hepsik. So the Mechaber writes, if he said Yalav Yov on a day that he's not supposed to say, if it wasn't Shok de Ligma Skula, you don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Usually Yalav Yov is not Shok de Ligma Skula, unless it's Karlbach. It's going to take 2 hours just to say Yalav Yov. It's not going to take so long. So the Mechaber says you don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei if he said Yalav Yov that didn't belong, because it wasn't Shok de Ligma Skula. And the Taz disagreed. What do you mean? Shok de Ligma Skula if he's Shoho. But if he's mafsik in the Middle East, they start talking about the sports or about the weather or about politics. He says, "Yom HaShachadish Hazeh," that line is a hafsik. Maybe before an hafsik, "Achayin al-Toyva, Pakdein al-Vaylavrocha," that's a trina. Okay, maybe the trina is a piyut. Maybe that's not a hafsik, but "Yom HaShachadish Hazeh," that's mamsha hafsik. So the Taz says, if you're mafsik in Middle Shmanes, you have to start all over again. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Roy Bachreinim say we don't pass like the Taz. We pass like the Mechaber, even though he spoke in the middle. That's not Mevatla Shmon Esra, unless it's an issue of Shok De Lig Maskula. So Shor says some Rishonim hold Shok De Lig Maskula by Tfila. Tfila is different. Agamar is talking about Mispalot. Tfila is different from Kriyashma. Tfila is different from Mikra Megillah. And tefillah is different from tkiyah shofar and all the other things. And the other, we don't really pass like that. We pass that the difference is whether was he able to do the tefillah, just didn't do it, or was he unable to. He was walking by Mavuah's Hamutin office where you're not allowed to daven. So he was sure Kedelig Maskula because he's walking in New York City and Mavuah's Hamutin office there, he wasn't allowed to daven in the little part. So what's by the Hatzolah? The fellow is on Hatzolah. He's talking a lot. He's talking to the patient. He's calling back. So the talking, that's not Mabat L'Shman Esri. Is that called Machmas Einus? He could have davened and let the guy drop dead. But he's a nice guy, but he's on Hatzolah. So he stopped in the middle of the Shman Esri. He stopped in the middle of the Shman Esri. Said, that's not Machmas Einus. He could have continued to daven. He chose to save the person's life instead. So then we would say Shok De Lig Maskula wouldn't pass him. He just picks up from Hashir V'Shavtein Gevar Rishayna.
Isn't the Gemara about Mivos and between Abos referring to Kriyashma and not Tefillah?
Yeah, we're going to have to learn the Gemara. It's coming up, yeah. Yeah, you're not allowed to say Divrei Torah or Daven Keneged Soya. Yeah. So whether it's Davening or Kriyashma, if you hold it, you're not allowed to daven and say Kriyashma. If you're stationary next to the tzoya, so then for sure you're not allowed to daven. If you're walking through quickly, so that's a machlekes if you're allowed to say a bracha or not. So if you hold, you're not allowed to, then it would be machmasainis. Then it would be shok delig maskula machmasainis, because the din is that you're not allowed to say Kriyashma. If the din is you're allowed to say Kriyashma when you're walking through, you're not standing still. So then it's like L'shaloi Machmasenis, he just paused. Yeah, we'll have to learn the Gemara. Why?
He has to do it.
He has to do it, but he was Al-Pidin, he was really able to daven at that time. He's supposed to take care of this instead. There's a Kedima, yeah. But it's not like Mayim Shosisim Al-Birkov, that he's not allowed to. He is allowed to daven, but under the circumstance, he has a bigger mitzvah to do. Okay, we better stop here and run down to Mincha. Okay.
Don't we ever put an onus for a sheep dealing with school as well, if there's something being
I think so. But he's not allowed to do it.
Yeah. So anytime a person needs to take care of something, that even so that is giving over kila, anytime that wouldn't be called sheep dealing.
I don't think so.
You know what? The way the mix